bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about some breaking news in relation to Google and their Notebook LM tool. Now, this is something that we have actually talked about a lot on the podcast. People know we are massive fans. Jamie has made money from Notebook LM. He's going to cover that. He's going to spill all the juicy details on what he's used it for and some of the cool things. But essentially, Google is expanding their Notebook LM Plus to individual users. A lot of interesting stuff is happening with this tool. Before we get into this, I wanted to mention, if you've ever wanted to learn about Notebook LM or any other AI tool we talk about on the show, Jamie and I every single week record deep dive videos going over different tools, different strategies, ways you can essentially grow and scale your business or side hustle using AI. And we cover everything we've done, the stuff we can't really share publicly, numbers, tools, software, workflows, our prompts, all of that you can find on the AI Hustle School community. Jamie is even talking about and has an entire section in our classroom about how he made $25,000 last year from an Amazon program called the Amazon Influencer Program. There's a ton of great stuff in here. And we'll talk about all of that with Notebook LM today, which is another way that he has been making money with the Amazon Influencer Program is on Notebook LM. So Jamie, tell us what you've been doing with Notebook LM and why this is an interesting story.
Yeah, so if you've never checked out Notebook LM, it is awesome. I believe it is one of Google's best AI softwares. It is basically a note-taking and research assistant. But what's really cool, I think the coolest part about it is that you can actually upload a document or post a link to a web page, and it will create a podcast between two AIs about that content that you uploaded. So basically, if you uploaded a product description, for example, for a e-commerce store or an Amazon product, you could have it make a 10-minute podcast between two people talking about the features and things about the product. So it's really powerful. It sounds extremely natural and, really, I would say, groundbreaking as far as AI goes. So it's an amazing product, but now they just expanded it for people. This latest announcement, they're expanding Notebook LM Plus, a paid version, to individual users subscribed to the Google One AI Premium plan. So basically they're adding on to this feature. So it was fairly limited before as far as how many audio generations you could do a day. I think you could do like about 5 a day. So what
were
I was doing
the free tier in the past?
Yeah, so I was using the free tier. And so it was limited to maybe only like 5 or so generations a day. And so what I would do is I would actually make product videos using the audio of this podcast, the Notebook LM, and upload to Amazon Influencer and an AI account that I have through Amazon Influencer. And I was able to generate $300 in 1 month from sales from AI-generated podcasts and videos. So pretty powerful stuff. But now, thanks to their premium release, I could do a lot more, scale the content a lot more, do a lot more with it. So, Jamie, yeah. What have you heard about this new release?
So the thing that I think is like interesting or noteworthy for most people is I think not most people don't have Google Workspace, and this really affects you the biggest if you don't have Google Workspace. I have it for my company AI Box, and so I was able to kind of get their like their enterprise tier, because this is what they essentially like, this has almost been 2 months that they only really have this for enterprise tier. If you use the free version, you're very, very limited in how much you can actually create with this. So this is exciting because now everyone's going to get it, or essentially everyone that has their Google One AI. And Google One, for those that don't know, is like essentially when your Gmail is like, hey, you're almost out of storage, go buy it, like pay for more storage. Like that's like Google One. That's they kind of like give you access to more storage, a bunch of other things. But pretty much if you get their Google One AI premium tier, so you pretty much if you're paying $20 a month, I think you get access to like kind of a premium on their Gemini model. And then, yeah, you get this Notebook LM, which is a really, really cool tool. It kind of reminds me of like what ChatGPT is doing, right? Like ChatGPT is, they have like tiers and they're trying to incentivize people to go into their paid plans, obviously. But they're not just doing it by saying like gatekeeping their AI model necessarily. Sometimes I guess their best one, but they're also doing it with like tools. So like, oh, if you want to use the GPT store, you got to have ChatGPT Premium. Like, oh, if you want to use Operator, you have to pay $200 for a $200 a month plan. It's like, oh, if you want to use the deep search tool, like on ChatGPT, you have to have a $200 a month plan, or even Sora is the $200 a month plan. So like they have this like really expensive $200 a month plan, and they're putting like all these really cool, like shiny objects pretty much, which I like, I'm a sucker. So like I paid $200 and I'm like trying out their, all their different ones. So I do think that that is interesting. It looks like Google's taking a page out of their book and is like throwing a whole bunch of interesting AI tools out there. And if one of them kind of takes off and goes viral, then they're like, oh, okay, like that's a feature of the premium tier or whatever. So this is cool for students. They're giving a 50% discount. So if you're in the US, you're a student, you can get it for about $10 a month. So yeah, I think this is going to be affordable for a lot of people. And again, Jamie's literally making money from this. So this is very cool. And a lot of people are just using it for listening. One thing I just want to read is a quote, and then I'll kick it over to you, Jamie. But Kelly Schaefer, who is the director of product and domain lead over at Google Labs, was talking about this all and said, quote, we've always wanted to get Notebook LM Plus out to enterprise and consumers, and have seen really a ton of interest from consumers, and in particular students from the beginning. So I think this is interesting. They obviously see like students are very interested in this, because you can upload like an entire lecture or huge documents that you have to read for a class, and it will just create an interesting podcast for you to listen. So I think there's a ton of great use cases, and they're obviously catering to that. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I had mentioned this before, but I have a brother-in-law who is a professor, a religion professor. He's also a farmer. So get that. He has his master's degree from Harvard. And so he's a religion professor, but he also is a farmer. Anyways, he told me he, a lot of his research and things he for his reading while he listens to while he's farming. So he actually uses Notebook LM. He'll upload some of his documents and books and stuff, and have they give him a summary as a podcast so he can listen to it while he's farming. So like that kind of just goes to show with the student thing, it could be a really great way for it to learn as well, not just hustle and make money doing sketchy things like me. So it's a really great product. I'll say that again. I also paid the $200 for OpenAI's premium because of some of the premium features or some of the, you know, experimental things like Operator. And to be honest, Operator's not quite where I want it to be yet. It's cool, and it will be worth it, but Notebook LM is already a great product, so to have more access to it, I think is worth the money, especially at such a low price point. So
I'm just trying to give you like our honest breakdown if a tool is good or not. I would say, like Jamie, ChatGPT Operator, unless you got a big budget and you want to play with it, it's not like ready for prime time yet. This tool, Notebook LM, is really good. And if you could think of any use case, I would 100% pay $20 a month or just the free tier and try it out and use it. It's really, really cool. I wanted to bring up on this thing launched back in 2023. So this isn't like a brand new breaking AI thing. It's, you know, February 2025. It launched a couple years ago, but it got popular after it added the whole AI overview feature in September last year. Then it just kind of took off, which I think is cool. The underlying tech has been built for a while, finally took off when they added some really cool functionality. One thing that I will say they're not the only people doing this. After they launched and kind of went viral, they had 11 Labs and Meta both make essentially sort of copy the idea and make their own version. So there are other options out there that I would recommend looking at. But I will say Google's done a really good job of, like, they found something good that people like, and it's like unique, and they're not directly competing head on like with Gemini and ChatGPT, which is kind of harder. And so they are pushing regular updates to this. And I think that is interesting. The next big thing that they hope to support is languages, not just English. So if English isn't your first language, this might be interesting to you. In the interview I was referencing in the past with Schaefer, she said, quote, "We're thinking about how to prioritize the languages, and then most importantly, how to make sure that they feel really genuine and just as seamless and natural as our current audio overviews do." I imagine this is a really big challenge, and I guess they can solve this by having natural, you know, speakers from each language listen and kind of give them feedback. But it's kind of tricky, I feel like, because the engineers working on this a lot, well, it's Google, so it's headquartered in America. And a lot of them are going to be English speakers. And like when they listen to it talking, they can tell if there's issues and they can go try to tweak things. But if this thing is talking in, you know, Mandarin or Hindi or like a lot of other languages, I think not all of their engineers are going to be able to know. So it's sometimes that's a little bit tricky of a feedback loop. Google's a big enough company. I am sure they will solve the problem. But I'll be curious to see when it launches, what people with other languages, other first language, what their kind of take on it is. Because like Jamie and I mentioned in previous episodes, these AI tools, especially these audio ones, they'll usually have, like, I find a lot of times when you find a good AI, like voice company, for example, or video company that makes like avatars, they'll have like one avatar or one voice that's really natural and the other ones aren't quite as good. And I would hate for that to be the case with Google, where it's like Notebook LM in English is amazing and it sounds like a real person, and then, but like if you try to listen to the Japanese version, it's like a little glitchy, you know, like, so they really have a high quality standard, and I'm hoping Google can hit that.
Yeah, I will say that is one, if there is a downside to the app at all, to Notebook LM, it's that the podcasts are the same voices every time, so you can't, at least last time I checked, you can't change the voices. So you know, yours is going to sound the same as everyone else's, so you couldn't really like start your own AI podcast with it yet. So, but hopefully someday.
It's popular, we're excited, and we hope that Google supports it because of that. So if you enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new about this tool or any others, we would love for you to leave a review on the podcast. We read every single one of them. They make us so happy. And honestly, we just really appreciate them. And also, if you're interested in growing and scaling your business with AI tools, you got to join the AI Hustle School community. We're going to leave a link in the description. It is $19 a month. We've had it at $100 a month in the past, but you can get, if you get the $19, it'll, like, if we raise it in the future, you're just locked in at that price. We'll never raise it on you. So we really appreciate you all. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.